is that you don't say it falsely, but you don't say it at all. Now, there are two more that come, and because of the way the lectionary plays out this year, we won't be talking about them over the next couple of weeks, but here's what they are. The first one is called Concerning Retaliation, and it basically says, you have heard it said that you can do an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, right? And we know about toothless blind people with regard to doing that, but it also talks about if someone slaps you, you turn your cheek and you let them slap the other one. And then we also have the most difficult, love for enemies. You have heard that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say love and pray for all of those who hate you and persecute you. Now, these last two are two of the hardest, and quite frankly, we're not going into detail today. But I wanted you to know that there are 6 points that the author of Matthew makes for Jesus. These 6 points that say, hey, we need to do things a little bit differently. Yes, you have your laws, your commandments of what you're supposed to do, but what I'm going to tell you is you need to do it a little bit better. Okay? And we're going to talk a little bit about what that means in a few. But first, I want to ask you a question. Surprise. The title of today's sermon is Right Relationships. And when you hear that phrase, what does that mean to you?
If you break it, fix it. If you harm it, repair it. If they hurt you, forgive it.
Okay. What if you are not in the first part of that conversation? What if you didn't break it, you didn't harm it, and you weren't harmed? Come on now, I will come to you. You know I will. Right relationships. Wow. Quinn?
Even if there's nothing that's actively being damaged or damaging, there's always a point, since we are human, that we can better ourselves because we are very far from perfect, and we can fractionally get closer. And so always work towards that, even if you don't feel there's anything that's you're actively doing or anyone's actively doing to you in a relationship, you can always be better.
Okay, I'll take that for now. Oh, I'm gonna go to Nick over here and then I'm coming back to you.
What if they hurt you on purpose?
What if they hurt you on purpose? What do you think? You wanna think about that for a few minutes? And I'm going to come back to you, unless Amanda's going to answer this for you right now. I'm going to come back.
No way.
No way.
When I think about right relationship, I kind of counterpose it with being right. So I can be right or I can be in right relationship, which means that I can be arrogant and think I know everything and have answers to everything. Sorry, all those folks at Percolate this morning when I had a lot of answers to things, but or I can listen and be compassionate and be humble and be in right relationship.
So what if you are right? Really? What if the other person, who said that? What if the other person's wrong?
What if you can't change it?
You can't change it.
Huh. Okay.
I think there are some relationships that appear right, but if we don't attend to power, they're not actually right relationships.
Details.
That often we are committed to maintaining a status quo, and we call that right relationship, and then someone who tries to upset the status quo is said that they are the person who is not in right relationship when they are actually the people who are asking for right relationship.
Let's flip the coin.
Okay,
what
Claire?
What if people decide to maintain the status quo in order to maintain right relationship, but in so doing, other relationships are harmed?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, like, that's a... Yeah. No, totally. Like, it still upholds wrong relation, or, like, unright relationship in other factors. Like, our interpersonal relationships are just the microcosm of a larger systemic right and unright relationship.
Thank you, Professor.
Right, I'm probably avoiding the question altogether, as usual.
You won't be the first.
Like, the phrase itself,
yeah,
to me, semantically, either seems like they cancel each other out, because right is like a fixed value and relationship is fluid, or they're completely redundant. You know, because if you're in relationship, you are de facto doing the right thing because you are being responsive and fluid,
really?
Rather than putting this value on it.
Not bad, not bad. I A-. Yeah.
So the first thing I thought of when I saw right relationships was kind of right tool for the job kind of thing. I have the right relationship with certain people. Like, I would have a different relationship with a church family and my personal family than I would with a work colleague or somebody I'm passing on the street. But in the context of the whole love your enemy conversation, it almost seems like the wrong direction to go, because that's almost pushing more towards have the same relationship with everybody. So that's a little bit of a juxtaposition.
Well,
there.
You just muddied the waters. Thank you so much. He gets an A+ for that, just so, yeah.
When I saw a right relationship, I was thinking that if you are being lifted up, then that's a right relationship. If you're being pulled down constantly, that's not a good relationship. And that can be personal with a human, it can be a work relationship, it can be, you know, your job. If you're not lifted up doing your job, then it's not the right relationship for
Keep
you.
Keep going. Work, job, family, what else? God.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Who else?
Community.
Self.
Society.
Groups in society. The earth. Anybody else?
I want to explain let it go.
If you start singing a song, we're going to have some problems.
I can sing it pretty well.
Yeah, but we don't need White Disney in here right now, so just go
ahead. No. I have a lot of family that's really conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And I could spend and waste a lot of energy trying to convince them that their prejudices and biases are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can love them and show by my actions that I include and I love other people. And when they have issues and problems that trip them up from their you should kind of life, I can love them through that. And in doing that, I confuse them and let them think. Whereas confrontation only polarizes. And so when you feel that someone else is wrong, the best solution is to let it go in love.
Is it though? Do you, no, you just.
Oh, yes. Do you want change or do you want
to? I'm hearing a lot of dualism around here.
I don't know if, well, I disagree actually, that confrontation only polarizes. And I take, my response is the question, what does the Lord require of me?
No, details. No, details.
It's some of us are called to be the confronters, quote unquote confronters, in regards to that's the way we become the light. That's the way that we utilize ourselves as the light, and not for everyone. And also still be full of love and embracing.
Yeah, it was a nice recovery, I thought, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was all done. Oh, yeah, of course you do. I say that with love.
As I listen to all these conversations, it almost feels like I'm hearing judgments from each of us.
Say more about that.
Who are we to judge? Who are we to say that that person should be different than they are? We did not make them. We do not control them. All we can do is be the best person we can be and be the light. Hopefully that will shine out and offer support and help as they ask for it and hope they find their path.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not meaning this as a contradiction to what anybody said, but rather to lift up. The Mafia said something one day in here that I can't get out of my head. We were talking about whether or not we would take money from a corporation that we don't like to do a good thing. And we all talked, and then the Mafia said, that's a position of privilege. If I have children and I need to feed them, I'm taking the money. So one of the most basic thing we're called to in the Christian faith is to work for justice. Somebody else's bad decision affects the justice as it gets played out in our lives, and I think we are called to confront it when it's a matter of justice.
Well, she just messed that whole thing up, didn't she?
As I have loved you.
What does that mean? How have we been loved?
We've been loved by him putting us here on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
We've been loved by giving us food, clothing.
Everybody?
Religion.
Everybody?
Well,
don't. You can't win this, Jane. I'm sorry.
So in the interest of non-dualism, I'm thinking about the Micah 6:8 quote and realizing that what I said before was largely about trying to walk humbly, but it didn't really address the due justice piece. So is there a non-dualistic way that we can try to be humble in the sense of encouraging relationship and not having our ego be totally out of control, but also standing up for justice and what is right? Because justice is also about relationship. It's relationship writ large. So there's our individual relationships about which we should be kind and humble and compassionate, and I'm not just saying that, but that, you know, but standing up for justice is standing up for relationships, even with people we may never meet.
Was that a question? Because you started out, should we, and I was trying to...
No.
Well, largely what Amanda just said, but...
you could have just said ditto, we get it, yeah.
But... Yeah, I was thinking, and some might think this is situational ethics, but I think there's a difference between, like, not arguing with my mother, who has very different, you know, political views than I do, and it's not going to help things, and I'm not going to change her mind, and so let that go and be in relationship because she's my mother, as opposed to in general society attending rallies and standing up for injustice and not just saying, oh well, that's the way it is. So I think different situations call for different ways to do the right thing.
Okay. Last call.
I believe the Navajo word for it is hozo, which means harmony, which means, you know, you if you live in harmony with those around you and the earth, you're going to have peace within yourself.
Talk to me about what harmony looks like with relatives who are less enlightened.
I think it boils down to you love them, regardless of the fact that you don't agree with them on everything.
How's that work?
Sometimes you can never change them, but you can still love them.
What does that love look like?
Well, I can think of the attitudes toward certain groups of people from my parents.
Okay.
And I knew they were wrong, but I was never going to change them with my arguments. But I could still love them.
Okay, anybody else?
I would say the right relationship is like a garment that you own. And in the fast fashion culture that we have now, we've sort of lost the idea that a garment, a piece of clothing, is something that you have to uphold. And so if you have a relationship, it's like a garment, and you continually have to darn it, and you have to make sure that your seams are perfect and that you have not damaged it too much. And so it's like a relationship. If you're not giving it your all and continually going back to a person and making sure that you have showed them love in a good capacity, then you have not darned your relationship with them. And sometimes you do need to rip the seams. After all, a happy seamster is a happy ripper. thanks, Grandma. but even if you do have to like have a break and come back to it eventually, it's still there. And you just have to whip stitch it correctly.
Once I get up here, I'm not coming back down. So,
sister,
I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. Thank you. Thank you. So, Nick, what if somebody does something on purpose?
You should not do something bad to them back.
It's hard, isn't it? What should you do, do you think?
You should just say, please stop, I don't like that, and then walk away or something.
You know, if you had answered that question when I asked you, we wouldn't have had to do all that other stuff. Sorry. So, I'm going to make this easy for you. You know I'm lying. Everybody is right. Every single person who answered today is correct. What's that? Like, big deal, Claire. The notion of right relationships does not mean that it is without conflict or without confrontation. It doesn't mean a passive ideal where you roll over for the sake of harmony. I'm just using the word. I know that's not how you meant harmony. You actually, Judy used the word attitude. It is about our attitude toward whatever it is we are in relationship with. But it is also expansive, and it goes beyond just how we are in relationships with individuals to how we are with the planet. And it isn't just about how we are affected by what people do to us, but how we relate to things that are happening that on the surface don't seem to have anything to do with us. And that brings in, Deborah, the whole justice piece. Just because I'm not in conflict with somebody who has hurt someone else doesn't mean I get to say that's not about me, I'm just gonna step back. Right relationships insist on humility, but also insist on honesty. Right relationships demand that we remain proactive, whether it's a one-on-one that needs mending every once in a while, or whether it's a corporate relationship where we are pushing back against injustice. I have a cousin. Okay, All those Snickers came from my feed, right? His name is Greg. Gregory James Toomey. Greg and I are 6 months apart. He is 6 months older than I am, but not nearly as mature. Our fathers were brothers, good Irish Catholic brothers. His younger brother, John, because James and John, Kathleen is the third, just so you're wondering where the Irish comes in. John is every stereotypical New York City police officer you can think of. So whatever you want to ascribe to that stereotype, you're right. He and I are not friends on Facebook. They were raised in a more conservative family than I was, and it is reflected in what they post. And while my cousin will expound on can't stand Democrats or Republicans, can't stand liberals or conservatives, can't stand conservative religion or radicalized religion, he'll still hold up Christianity as no, you get it, right? And yet he would give you the shirt off his back, he would rescue any animal that crossed in front of his path. And he is a fierce, fierce advocate of marriage equality. All right? He is a walking paradox and a conundrum in whatever that muck is that I can't think of the term. Every once in a while, he will post something that I choose to ignore these days. Or I will post something that to which he will respond. And it's hard to read sometimes what he posts. There are times when he'll post something and I will just go, just knock it off. Just stop it. And I've said those things to him. Or I will come back with his pro-Israel, anti-Palestinian rhetoric. Somewhere in the dialogue, either because I've pushed back and called him out, or I've had enough of his nonsense, or he, enough of mine, but let me be clear, I'm always right and he's always wrong. Somewhere, one of us cracks a joke. Or one of us says, you're being ridiculous. Or one of us changes the subject. And I want to say 80% of the time, somebody says, I love you, cuz. Now, I want to be very clear, not all families can do that. And the fact that we're 2,000 miles away really helps. But he is as much responsible for maintaining right relationship as I am, if not more. Because I don't know if you know this, but I can get on a soapbox. Don't be like that. But he always will say or come back with, I didn't know that. Or I disagree, but what are your take on this weekend's games? Who do you think's going to win here? Who do you think's going to win there? He is always willing and often first to come back with something that stops this conversation over here and brings it back to the two of us. Again, it's not getting rid of this. We're not finished with it. And it will show up in another post. Yes?
The next day.
But in that moment, we then figure out a way to get back to this. I don't know how that happened. I give him all the credit. I really do. Because at the end of the day, he gives in a lot more than I do. But again, it's because I'm right and he's not. But he does. He gives in. Because what I'm getting from him is, this is important enough for me to step back so that we can reconnect before we re-engage. And that's the word. The word is engagement. We have to constantly be engaged in every possible relationship which exists in our lives, even if it does not directly affect us. So if we're fighting for a justice issue, then we have to remain engaged, not just with the issue, but with people who are affected by the issue. If we want to maintain right relationships with our families, they're going to be different with everybody. They're not all going to be the same. But we have to figure out what that means in order to maintain that engagement. And sometimes it means walking away. Sometimes right relationship means ending the relationship, because to stay in it is too toxic for everybody involved. Better to say yes or no, and as Nick said, walk away, than to maintain a relationship that is toxic. Right relationship sounds dualistic or redundant, but really what it is it's an action word. Right relationship means constantly coming back to it, in whatever that means, depending on whoever's in it or whatever is in it. And sometimes we forget, ironically, just like we did this morning, it has to begin with our relationship with ourselves and with the divine. It has to be a proactive, constant relationship. One that allows for coming and going and fighting and crying and making up and demanding and pushing and conflict and peace and harmony, but never stopping. There's your answer. Pretty simple, huh? And that brings us back to your homework. The homework assignment, for those of you who didn't get it, was asking, where are you needing, and Sarah, you have the questions directly, so instead of me trying to, I might come back to you, but where is it that light needs to shine on you? Where are those spaces that remain hidden from you? Who are you in the world? What is your attitude? What prevents you from seeking how to be in relationship with one another? And I'm not gonna ask you to answer those. Those are yours to answer. But you have to go back to them and seek right relationship here so that it can be there. Amen.